Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That was the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, raving about the Boston Red Sox.
Sounded like someone trying to do a bad Lou Merlone impersonation.
A little bit.
I was Ryan Whitney, Milton's own, I think.
Was that the Pink Whitney?
Yeah.
Also, if you love Marcelo that much, it's Meyer, not Mayer.
He got Sedan right and Meyer wrong.
Oh, my God. I tried to spell Sedan again today for the poll.
I told you. I've never spelled it correctly once.
Two D's, two N's. That's all you got to remember. That's how I did it last year when I produced
the Red Sox.
And
you know what?
If there's anyone who knows about two D's and two N's.
It turned it to like verbose or something. It changed it to a word that was nothing like Sedan. That's how different it was. It was like, there's no way you're trying to spell Sedan, so I'm going to give you a totally different word. It was
mine's gone. My phone's gone like say damn, cellophane. Like
no.
It's
It was a word that started with a V. It changed it to.
Did you type a V by accident?
No.
They are next to each other on the
keyboard.
Are you sure?
I am positive. Don't question me, Dan.
But they're right next to each other on the keyboard
now.
Okay.
Vaginal.
No, it wasn't that. So we should probably just move on
a classic Andy Hart word.
We should just move on to the contents of the poll before we get to our game. My poll today on @JumboHart.
Just say the poll.
@WEEIAfternoons.
It's a great poll.
Which player currently on the roster is most critical to the Red Sox success over the second half of the season? I said reply with other names if you don't like these four choices. The options I gave were Garrett Crochet, Aroldis Chapman, Trevor Story, Sadon Rafaela. And right now, Fitzy, do you have
Can
a guess? Sure.
Garrett Crochet with 41%.
Garrett Crochet with 65%.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Holy.
Not only a majority, but almost two-thirds?
And despite the fact that one comment was like, it's stupid to put Crochet on there. He only pitches every 5 days. Not right or something. And I was like, except 65% believe he's the answer. Second place. Yeah. Who do you think's in second place on the list between Chapman, Story, and Rafaela?
Well, if they listen to our show, and of course St. Bregman, they would know it should be Trevor Story.
And they do, and they did, and they have.
Atta
they voted.
Boy/girls.
17% say it's Trevor Story, 11% say it's Sadon Rafaela, and only 7% think the all-star closer is critical over the second half of the season. So, interesting. I kind of agree with them in the Crochet sense. I think a Crochet derailing could derail the team.
Absolutely.
If he goes on the IL or if he suddenly looks, oh my God, he's got soreness, he can't pitch, we got to pull him after four.
Oh no, he's got arm fatigue, it's too many innings.
Any of that, I think, because it's not just the start, I think that is a deflating, overall.
Oh, for the rest of the rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've established that.
Bale's like, wait, am I the ace again?
Well, that's the thing, because.
I can't do that. I screwed that up 2 years ago.
Since the All-Star break last year, he's a 3-2-4 pitcher. So he's very good, but I don't want him as my ace.
Nope.
I don't want Giolito as my two. I don't want Walker Buehler as my three. On down the line, on
you
down the line.
You said Walker Buehler would never pitch again, so you're...
I still think history is going to prove me right, but I'm wrong so far, which is kind of how this thing seems to work.
I want and need you to be wrong, Dan Ball. In fact, actually, he could... I'm hoping that he doesn't have to elevate to the three, but I think he's capable of it, whereas I do not believe there's anyone on this roster or in this rotation that is capable of being a number one for more than, like, two starts in case the beast goes down.
100%.
All right, it's time for my favorite game, and we're going to stick just to the Boston Red Sox for today's version of More Likely over the second half of the season here in Boston.
Love it.
So the first one, Dan Ball, I'll let you start us off.
All right.
More likely the Sox win the AL East or miss the playoffs?
Oh, win the AL East.
Yeah!
Boy.
Can't spell Homer without Dan Ball.
That's right. Don't look it up. I think at this point there is something that's just different with this group.
Oh, do they have it? Are they special?
He's such a homer. He's such a homer.
I think they might have a little bit of it. The vibe, the aura, the whatever. And I think there's regression that's going to happen. This is a tough stretch. This 12-game stretch where you're playing a bunch of division leaders.
But it's only 12 games.
And every single team individually hasn't been as good as their record would suggest. Philly is 19-19 since the beginning of June. That's 500. Chicago was 13-13 in June. They're 8-4 in July, but do with that what you will. And the Dodgers lost 7 in a row before taking 2 against Devers and the Giants to end the All-Star break.
Stink.
Right. And then
but they always rise up, Dan. The Dodgers always play the Sox.
So do the Red Sox over the second half of the season.
I know. We talked a lot about this 9-game gauntlet, boys, but it's really kind of like 15, right? Because you've got the after the 9 games with the Cubbies and the Phillies and the Dodgers. Then you got 3 against the Twinks, and then you got...
The Astros are in there somewhere.
The Astros after that. So it's a 15-game stretch. And Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they playing the Twin Cities' favorite Suns when the trade deadline comes up and around?
Yep. Yes, they are. So Joe Ryan is pitching for you, not against you.
He's just going to switch clubhouses. That's all there is. He's going to walk from one to the other.
And we're going to ignore those reports today that he's not likely to be traded. Screw you. He's going to be traded.
On that topic, we could get into this more later because Fitzy has to answer and you have a whole list.
I do.
The pessimism that just kind of came out of nowhere in Red Sox Nation today, at least online, reports and fan... What is going on? What happened to going all in at the trade deadline?
We're all in, and Joe Ryan's
going to be
here.
It seemed like it just shifted overnight.
No, Joe Ryan's coming.
I'll tell you exactly what happened, boys, that people took the All-Star break to fall in love with this team because they reviewed box scores and thought about it too long and too hard in absence of actually any games. And they're like, well, geez, I mean, if we won 10 games in a row, we got a decent bullpen. The rotation, we've got like 3 aces. We got more arms coming back, even though Dobbins is out for the season. This lineup is stacked. We got 4 all-star outfielders. Don't trade anyone. You can't do that. Can't do that. Don't fall too in love with this team now. They got to make one more move.
Fitzy, more likely they win the AL East or miss the playoffs.
Boom, howdy, AL East.
I knew it.
Love it.
We're such a homer
Let's
show,
go.
But I would have voted the same thing.
I know
thing.
This
They're
is
rolling,
a real
baby.
Andy, this is a real thing. That was not an anomalous streak. And also, lest we remember, how come they can't play the Rays every time? They swept a division rival who was ahead of them in the standings 4 straight. In the process, winning 3 one-run games, something they were incapable of doing the majority of the rest of the season prior. The pivot is real.
Including in a game where they lost their starting pitcher to a torn ACL in the second inning. Right? That was an opportunity
to fall
apart.
That's a bad beat.
Big time.
That's almost like your wife getting the trots and not being able to go to call play.
You know, if I were your wife, I'm not sure I would love that you're literally broadcasting her digestive issues, as I call them, for everyone to talk about and hear about.
Well,
how's that playing in the household?
That seems like an issue and not an issue.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just trying to give him some advice. That's a step I wouldn't take. I get the anger and I get the detail, but... I might have left that out of the story, but whatever. Good for you.
Disappointment is a hell of a drug. Andy, you got to speak it into existence. You have to expel it to move on, right?
Yes. So Ted Johnson has set the bar, which, quick aside for our Twitch chatters, John in the car stole Ted's take, called Christian Arcan last night, and was like, as long as this team goes 6-6 in the next 12, they're fine.
John in the car, you fraud. Love you. Mean it. But that was not.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not cool. That was snaking, a taking,
a doing
something.
How do you call someone a fraud, then love you mean it, all within the same sentence?
That's the confusion of Andy. More likely that in this next 12-game stretch, Fitzy, they go 9-3 or 3-9?
Oh, I'm playing one homer rally. I mean, this is every take is coming straight from a Sal's pizza stand on Jersey Street with a cold Sam in hand. 9-3.
So 9-3 would make them 19-3 in 22 game stretch heading into and out of the All-Star break. Dan Ball, more likely they go 9-3 or 3-9?
3-9. But I think they can bounce back.
No. There's no but this.
Kick his ass. See,
well, I just said that they're going to win the American League East. So they will bounce back. They will still be aggressive at the trade deadline, but it will come because you're starting to teeter a little bit. So we need to add something to this group.
I got to tell you, there will be a lot of people jumping off the bandwagon if they go 3-9. See, I told you, when they play real teams, this is who they are. They're not real good. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but how many times has that happened already this season?
That's Pink Hat Fanwagon Central, boys. Yeah. I can't stand that.
How many times already this season have people gotten off the bandwagon just to get back on?
Including me.
Yeah, I know.
I have no more punches left on my ticket. Just, I have to stay on the remainder of the season, I've been told.
That would be the example of just when I think I'm in, they push me back out.
Yeah.
3-9 in this next stretch would try to push me back out.
Right.
More likely, Garrett Crochet, Dan Ball, wins the Cy Young or has a long IL stint.
Do I have to stay true to my 3-point stance?
I'm just asking you. You can answer
yes, we
any
have receipts.
Way you want. More likely Garrett Crochet wins the Cy Young award or has a long IL stint.
Tarik Skubal still exists, so I'm going to have to go with long IL stint. I still worry about them not giving him a break at the end of the first half of the season.
So either way, you're going to be inconsistent because you said the Red Sox are going to win the AL East without Crochet.
Yeah, because they're
going to
trade
half.
For Joe Ryan.
Oh, and he'll take Crochet's place while Crochet is on a long stint on the IL.
Yeah, exactly. So then he'll come back at the end of the season rested and ready, and then they're going to win the American League East, go and win the World Series. Duh. Don't you see the path?
Hey, consistent homer. More likely Crochet wins Cy Young or is on the IL for an extended period.
Considering that he just came off of his first complete game of his life, Skubal is 10-3 with a 2.33 ERA, 10-4 leading the majors in innings pitched with 160 strikeouts and a 2.23 ERA. That's going to be your Cy Young winner, Garrett Crochet.
Nice. I hope so, because some of us put a little sprinkle on that before the season started, and we're getting worried.
As long as you didn't put Jimmy's on it.
Okay, we talked about a regression option on the Red Sox roster, and the name Seydon Rafaela was brought up. So, more likely, and this is a little bit bigger picture regression, Fitzy, more likely Seydon Rafaela is a future all-star with the Sox or gets traded in the next 2 years.
Oh, future all-star with the Red Sox.
Sox all-star Seydon.
I think we've all shared it in our group text chat. His contract, is bananas cheap. There is zero chance they're letting that go. That kind of youth movement cost control is everything this FSG, Breslow, the whole gang covets. No way, no how. Like, that's one of those you'd have to blow the Red Sox away and out of the water to get them to move on from Rafael if he continues to play anything like this.
Or he could just blow Dan Ball. What do you say?
He could. I don't think he's going to.
There was a comma in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. There was definitely a comma. Punctuation matters. Absolutely, Fitzy. Thank you. Or he could blow, comma, Dan Ball.
Oh, my God. Andy, again, just pot. Okay, yep.
So, yeah, he's a future all-star.
Sadon, two for two. Two future all-stars.
Yeah, I think Fitzy nailed it. They still deal in dollars and cents more than anything else does this ownership group, and I think it's getting better and better by the day, the investment that they made. And the flexibility, I'm not even saying he's a future outfielder in center field. He's a future or future all-star somewhere. And, yeah, I love the way he's
trending. Second base all-star?
Why not? Por qué no los dos? They seem to have exactly zero answers on how to fix that.
Por qué no los dos?
Yeah.
Why can't he do both?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. Yeah. Bilingual wow. here
I
at
love
WE.
That phrase.
Wow, mucho I like gusto, it. Andrew.
I stole it from a Stiz will appreciate this. I stole it from a taco commercial.
Oh, boy. More likely, this was another guy we talked about, his importance to this team. That's why he's highlighted here. More likely, Aroldis Chapman has zero blown saves over the second half of the season or five blown saves. Dan Ball.
Zero or five.
For comparison, he had one in the first half.
Did he? That's it?
I believe he went 17 of 18.
Oh, my God. Then
Pretty damn good, Dan Ball.
I have to go zero. I looking at his numbers last year, he was a mid-4 ERA pitcher with Pittsburgh in the first half and then got better in the second half.
Okay.
So I think there's a sample size for him to be able to sustain a level of performance through an entire season based on, you'd think as he's aging, maybe he gets worse the second half of the season, Fitzy, but apparently that's not the trajectory that he's been going in recent
Homer?
Years.
Homer?
This dude has unlocked whatever his next level is.
Yeah.
And listen, so long as he doesn't blow, comma, Dan Ball, I'll be completely comfortable with how he continues to pitch in the second half. Andy, the truth of the matter is the facts or the reality will probably be somewhere in the middle, and it'll be just so that I don't go full complete homer, I'll say that he blows five saves over that time. But, if he blows two or three, but, you know, the Sox continue to win, we'll be okay with it because the guy's been nails.
And last but not least, we rounded out here another popular name who, Fitzy, I believe you are attributing the success to, at least coincidentally enough, Roman Anthony. Yeah. More likely that Roman Anthony hits 300 for the season or below 220?
Do we even got to ask? Ninja, please. Of course I think he's going to hit 300 for the season. What's he already batting in the 260s? The guy's like... his OPS,
40-point jump.
Rafael have OPSs near 1,000 over the last month. Absolutely. I mean, he's unflappable at the plate, man. His discipline is next level.
I'll go to the objective one, Dan Ball. Dan Ball, Roman Anthony bats 300 in his rookie season or below 220?
I think this is the easiest one you've put on the list.
Oh.
I think it's 300 easily. I see.
I was going to do below 200.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I see nothing that suggests that he's going to regress all that much. And even if he has games where he goes 0-for-3, 0-for-4, I think he's going to walk at least once and get on base because his at-bats are better than anybody on the Red Sox. And B, I think he's going to bounce back the next day and go 2-for-4 and drive in a run because that's just what he's done to this point. There are no holes in this kid's swing right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's going to put a wrap on a homerific edition of More Likely. Where
hey, Homer!
Lots of optimism here surrounding the Red Sox in the second half of the season because Ted Johnson's not here. I'm sure that's a coincidence. I'm sure that might have gone differently had he been here. Coming up on WEEI Afternoons, last night was the ESPYs. I don't think it has quite the buzz and attention that it once had, but still a lot of stars in attendance and a lot of jokes to be told. Some of them had to do with, I don't know, people from Boston sports or formerly of Boston sports. So we'll look at Shane Gillis's jokes and other reactions to the ESPYs last night on ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.